Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Oh. Bless you, Marjorie. Thanks, everyone, for praying. If you're visiting, this isn't just a strange thing that's just happened. I've been ill for quite some time, and I'm really grateful to be better again. The Lord's so good, isn't he? So wonderful, beyond our ability to express it. And through thick and thin, he's totally faithful. I find, just on a personal note, if you don't know what I struggle with, don't worry about it. But one benefit is that when I'm well, I have a fresh appreciation just for the ordinary, simple things of life. It wears off after a while, but at the moment... At the moment, I'm actually enjoying ironing and doing the dishwasher, so Chan's loving it. It'll pass. But it's a real blessing just to meet like this, isn't it? We've had such a feast this morning, like a proper smorgasbord, a buffet of delights. Such a variety. We just sang a foretaste of what's to come as we feast on the Lord. Seriously, the Lord is so abundant and generous that the starter is phenomenal. We're full, aren't we? Full to overflowing. And the Lord has been challenging us even this morning that what we receive, we're to give. Because otherwise we just get fat, yeah. Thank you. I wasn't going to say it and then someone just whispered it. But actually we're called to give what we've received. There was a little, I don't know if anyone heard, Iona's little voice there. She was just quiet earlier on and she just said, I really believe if the Lord's actually speaking to anyone to give. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Yeah, bless the Lord. I believe he is speaking this morning. It can be hidden, but give. Give. Give yourself. Give your time. Give in prayer, give financially, give, just give, hilariously. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. That word is like hilarity in giving. It's just joyful, not begrudging. It's a joy, isn't it? This isn't some onerous duty. But when you just head over heels in love with Jesus, you just, oh Lord, it's for you, Lord, it's for you. Primarily your glory. Bless the name of the Lord. I love him with all my heart. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. You're so precious. Every gift, your work and labour of love, your service, hidden or seen, the Lord sees it all and he's not unmindful of it. Keep on going, saints. You keep loving, you keep giving. Don't grow weary in well doing, it says. Press on. When you get knocked down, get up in the name of Jesus and carry on. Don't get disheartened. Oh, praise the Lord, we're heading for glory. Our future is unspeakably bright. We're just passing through. And everything that the Lord takes us through, he's not wasting a thing. He doesn't do a shoddy job. He doesn't waste anything. Glory to his name. Isn't that wonderful? Can I just share, sorry, just again, you have to forgive me, I'm always a little bit overexcited when I get well. Listen, I shared this with Mark, I haven't shared it with everyone. The Lord just whispered this to me as I was recovering from a chap called John Ruskin. Hello, a bit of culture, just slip it in early. He said this, there is no music in a rest. Now, we're talking about music here, so if you're not musical, I was going to say, speak to Helen afterwards. If you look at written music, sometimes the composer will add a little rest in. And if you're a pianist, that might happen with one hand, you don't do anything. Maybe not. Anyway, there's a rest. So that's what he's talking about. There is no music in a rest, but there is the making of music in it. In our whole life melody, the music is broken off here and there by rests. And we foolishly think we have come to the end of the tune. God sends a time of forced leisure, possibly sickness, disappointed plans, frustrated efforts, and makes a sudden pause in the choral hymn of our lives. And we lament that our voices must be silent and our part missing in the music which ever goes up to the ear of the Creator. How does the musician read the rest? See him beat the time with unvarying count and catch up the next note true and steady as if no breaking place had come between. Not without design does God write the music of our lives. He's a wonderful composer, isn't he? By the way, recognise his artistry. Not without design does God write the music of our lives, but be it ours to learn the tune and not be dismayed at the rests. They are not to be slurred over, nor to be omitted, nor to destroy the melody, nor to change the keynote. If we look up, God himself will beat the time for us, and with the eye on him, we shall strike the next note full and clear. Lovely. Lovely words. Anyway, just in the middle of all that, don't overanalyze, please. You're not supposed to do that with that kind of thing. But in the middle of that, I just caught the whisper of my Saviour saying, son, it's all right. That was enough for me. Bless the Lord. Son, it's okay. He's wonderful. Hey, children of God, it's well with your soul. Hallelujah. Can I ask you a question? How's your hearing? Half of you didn't hear, did you? just have a little fiddle. It's amazing what they can do these days. Have we got that little clip, possibly? If we haven't, no problem. Andrew. Okay, this is one of those rests in the proceedings. How's your hearing? It's a serious question. I've been thinking about this a lot recently. In a moment, hopefully we'll have a look at a clip. If it doesn't work, don't worry, we'll move on swiftly. But this is what I'd like us to briefly consider this morning, and then possibly we'll see how we go maybe into the future. But number one, how, this is a good question, how do we hear the Lord? Okay? Even this morning we've heard phrases like, hearing the voice of the Lord. Hearing for the first time. A 29-year-old hears for the first time. Not the Ellen show. So don't get distracted, if at all possible. So how do we hear the Lord? But also, what do we do with what we hear? And then maybe if we have time, just a brief look at some warnings and dangers specifically related to our hearing. I'm talking as Christians to our hearing, and that links in very much with our hearts, but we're focusing particularly on hearing. Okay? So firstly, how do we hear the Lord? Okay? So while we're waiting, just very quickly, just 2 minutes, can I just throw it out there? I think with a group of people, the number of people in the room, I think you might have to do a little quick hand up. But how do you hear the Lord? If you're a Christian, can you tell me? Can you share with us how do we hear the Lord? Through the word of God, through the Bible. Orthodoxy, I love it. Through the word of God. Yes, thank you. Through the Word of God, through the Bibles. Yeah? Yes? Getting up early in the morning. 3 o'clock. Thanks for being so specific, Robin. Bless you, brother. I'm clearly in a different time zone. Iona. Through his creation. Okay, so through the Word of God, through his creation. I'm not quite sure how to categorise your one, Robin, but I presume spending time with him each day. Listening. Prayer. Okay? Get Pete's on fire. Gifts of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit. Circumstances. Sorry? One another. Oh, this is wonderful. I love teamwork. You're like hitting all the nails on the head. Beautiful. And this is why it's so important to be a body. This isn't a solo effort. This isn't an individualistic pursuit of something. This is a corporate moving together as the family of God. And we can learn from one another. Praise the Lord. Any more? Singing? Dreams. Dreams. Bless the Lord. Dreams and visions. Me personally, I need help with that because I don't tend to dream. That's part of my issue. But that's okay. Quotes. Quotes as in quotes from other... Ruskin, yeah. So, thanks, Mum. So, already... I love you, Mum. Already, can you see, just, we've had, what, a couple of minutes? Are we ready to go on this? Yeah, hang on, just, sorry. We'll do it in 1 second. Already, can you see the diversity? Where I asked one question, how do we hear the Lord? And there was a multiplicity. Now, even this morning, I hope you've recognised, and it was actually prayed out, that we've heard the Lord in a variety of ways. I think someone actually said, through the hymns that are sung, through a word. And if you weren't familiar, what we had there was a tongue from one sister, and then we waited on the Lord. There was a pause, if you like, wasn't there? A rest. Very good. And then another sister gave what is known as the interpretation. It's not an exact translation, it's an interpretation. And the scripture clearly shows us that this is a way, this is part of the gifts, the moving of the gifts of the Holy Spirit of God at work in his people, communicating. Well, how wonderful to have the, if you like, the space, the freedom, the opportunity for participation in that way, so that we can all be built up and edified and all the glory goes to Jesus. Wonderful. Okay, so this is, can you see that? Okay, don't worry if you can't. This, just for an introduction, is a young lady of, I think she's 29. She's been deaf, physically deaf, all her life, and they've put a cochlear, is it a cochlear implant in? And this is her hearing for the very first time. We've got some volume. There you go. Sorry, just listen.
Right over it. There you go.
It's beeping.
So now technically your device is on. Can you tell? Oh, that's exciting. Here, you can put it down for a second. Just get used to the sound. What does it sound like? You don't want to hear myself cry. Can you hear me? Can you hear your voice? Does your voice sound pretty loud?
No, not really.
Well, that's good. My laughter sounds loud. Yeah, you'll get used to all of that over time. Do you want to hear your husband say something?
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. I show you that, not many words. I love that question. Do you want to hear your husband say something? And he just chuckles. That's the fellas for you. That dear woman hasn't heard, physically I'm talking, for 29 years. And then she hears sounds. Not just sounds, but words. And I'm not going to, for sake of time, I'm not going to show you the next one, but look it up online. You can YouTube this same lady on the Ellen Show 8 days later. I'm not promoting the Ellen Show. I made that clear, didn't I, in Quinta? But it's really interesting. Just 5 minutes interview with her, and it opens up a whole. It's wonderful, wonderful. And remarkable. All that was the matter was that the fine hairs in, I'm not medical, so I'm a little out of my depth now, but as I understand it, the fine hairs in the inner ear, I guess, genetically, they just hadn't formed quite properly. It's so precise, it's so delicate, and it meant she was deaf, she couldn't hear. And then they've implanted this cochlear implant, and she can hear her husband snoring. Thankfully there's a switch, she said, she can turn it off. You should have seen her in this thing. The wonder, the joy. She said, I can hear birds singing. I can hear my children. I can hear music. Now, what I'm trying to convey is that we as created beings are so blessed, so fearfully and wonderfully made. And if we have the faculty of physical hearing, we should be so thankful. That was her response after 29 years. Now I want to tell you, if you're a Christian, you've been raised from the dead. You know how we're to give ourselves to God? I can't get over this. I remember a few years seeing it in Romans 6. We're to present ourselves to God as those who have been raised from the dead. Isn't that wonderful? So when we're responding to his whispers this morning, we're to say yes, and we're giving ourselves, we're stepping towards him, we're aligning ourselves with his will as those who've been raised from the dead. Now listen, folks, if you've been raised from the dead, you've been granted your hearing, your sight, your touch, your smell, your taste, your ability to think, your ability to walk, your ability to run, and Isaiah suggests, my daughters want to fly. I've tried to explain, that's not entirely within our remit, naturally speaking, but Isaiah suggests that spiritually we can soar, my friends. Rise up, church, with broken wing. Glory to God. Do you realize if you've been touched by his miraculous grace, you are alive from the dead with all your capacities functioning? You were destined for this, dear people. You were designed to be in relationship with God. And if he's able to make these finite hairs to transmit sounds, just naturally speaking, I hazard a guess he's capable of communicating with his people and enabling us to hear him. Do you agree?
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So, it's flying by already, isn't it? So how do we hear the Lord? Hearing God is not just the capacity to hear words and sounds. Wonderful though that is. And I think we mustn't lose the wonder. If we have the capability and if we need an aid, that's fine. But the capacity to hear with these ears is a great privilege. So it's not just the capacity to hear words and sounds, wonderful though that is, it's so, so much more. Now when we think about one aspect of our capacity as a born again, raised from the dead, if you like, believer in Christ, we must be careful, we have a tendency to compartmentalize. So just let me give you this little thought to help us. So in our attempts to understand how God speaks to us and guides us, we must, above all, hold on to the fact that learning how to hear God is to be sought only as part of a certain kind of life, a life of loving fellowship with the King. Oh, Lee, I just loved that little triplet. Lee just prayed and he went, Lord, you're the Lamb and you're the Shepherd and you're the Shepherd King. He's the Lamb, He's the Shepherd, He's the King. The Lord just spoke to me through my brother praying. And it just resonated. It was wonderful harmony. There were three notes musically, all hitting at the same time. Bum, bum, bum. It was a chord from my brother. He's the Lamb. He's the Shepherd. He's the Shepherd King. So, hearing in the context of a life of loving fellowship with the King and his other subjects in the kingdom. So, do you understand that? That's to say, we have a tendency to go off after a specific aspect. But hearing God is not just to be pursued in and of itself, but hearing God is a wonderful privilege within the context of a meaningful relationship with Him by the Holy Spirit. Okay? At different times we'll focus, won't we, on different aspects of truth, but we have to hold them in wonderful, sometimes it's a bit of dynamic tension, sometimes we think of it as balance. We have to hold them together, and that's what I love about meeting here. We thought about healing the other week. Bless you, Sue. I think I mentioned to you. We heard a whole range of thoughts and testimonies on healing. And I was sitting there, be honest, feeling a bit fragile. And our sister Sue got up and shared something personal about her dear Lily and shared an aspect, just a facet. And light shone through what she spoke to my heart. And the Lord was like, same again. See, it's all right, son. Thank you, Sue. Wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful. You know the word, I tried to pronounce it when we were away. I'm not sure if people know Hebrew. You know the word, I think it's Shema. Some people say Shema. It's a Hebrew word which means hear. Shema. The stress is on the ma, isn't it? Yeah, Shema. Thank you, Lindsay. It's great, isn't it? All in it together. Shema. Shema. Got it. Well, this word is absolutely key in the Old Testament. And in Deuteronomy, it appears, as I understand, about 92 times, this word, hear. And for the Jewish people, they call this a particular bit in Deuteronomy, which is known as the Shema. I think you know it. If you don't, I'm going to read it to you. Okay, so that we're all on the same page. Listen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's the Shema. Hear, O Israel. Now listen, this key word, it's a Hebrew word, as tends to be the case, rich in meaning. It means to hear. It also means to listen. I don't know if you've ever thought or pondered the difference between hearing and listening. I have, more so since we've had the girls. We've had their ears checked. They can hear. Oh yes, they can hear. Sometimes they listen, which is great. I love that as a dad, when they actually listen to what I say. But all the time they can hear what I say. You see the difference? Yeah. And it's usually the telltale sign is what you do as a result, is whether you've just heard or you've actually listened. Okay, just some thoughts. In fact, on that line, listen to this from Isaiah. This is in relation to King Hezekiah, a prophecy of King Hezekiah coming. And I love prophecy, the fact that it speaks into the situation often, but it also has a further fulfillment in the future, okay? That's a wonderful thing to get hold of. So it can have various outworkings, if you like. So listen, just in the context of what we're talking about, in regard to King Hezekiah coming, but ultimately I would suggest Jesus. Talks about a king of righteousness, and then it says the outworking of when this happens. The eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear, here it is, will listen. Isn't that wonderful? Chan and I have done the marriage course a few times now, haven't we? Once for ourselves and then running it, not because we needed to keep going back. But there's a wonderful part, just so we're clear, there's a wonderful part in that that goes into listening. And I mean, it's really eye-opening. And I have to say, I've had to confess to Chan sometimes, love, I think I heard what you said, but I'll be totally honest with you, I wasn't listening. I was looking at the football scores. And what I have to do there is not pretend, be honest, focus, and listen attentively. Stay strongly. It's all going to be okay. Nothing's wasted. Okay, so really important. So this Hebrew word, to hear, to listen, to pay attention, to take heed. In fact, it's got a level of to understand, to, and this is key, to be willing to obey. So when Jesus talked all the time about he who has ears to hear, let him hear, the suggestion was that what we actually hear and listen to, you know, we're not to be hearers only, are we? He said that very clearly. If we're hearers only, we're on the sand. As soon as the storm comes, it's all gone. Hearers and doers of the word, our lives are built on the rock. Bless God. Bless God. Rock solid. When the storm comes, though it beat with great force and aggression, the people of the Lord, founded on the rock of Christ Jesus, to their surprise, often still standing. Still standing after all these years. Sorry, I'm not going to quote a song. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, to be willing to obey. All of these various aspects and shades of meaning I put down suggest that a thought of... sometimes we can think it's like our response to the Lord is like blind obedience. It's like a, do this, and we just, oh yeah, and it's, no, far from it, far, far from it. I put here, surely what he's after is deep, authentic, meaningful relationship, intimacy, knowledge, shared experience, and dare I say it, it's rare in the scriptures, but I believe Jesus opens it up to those who'd come, to those who are hungry. Listen, wait for it. Friendship. What a treasure. Friendship. I'm so glad I married my friend. Friendship. So precious. So precious. What a friend. We sing it easily, don't we? What a friend. We sang it the other week, didn't we? What a friend we have in Jesus. Wesley says, oh, I want to commend this friend. That wasn't an exact quote. Commend the love. What is it? Go on, Dave. There you go. Direct quote from the blue. Straight there. We all shall commend the love of our friend. Another hymn. I want to spend my life, and again a paraphrase, in publishing the sinner's friend. That's not a brochure. The sinner's friend is Jesus. Glory to God. And you know what? I was thinking about that again recently, publishing The Sinner's Friend. I just couldn't get it out of my head. And I thought, Lord, you take, as Dad would say, the parchment of our lives, the fleshy tables of our hearts. Can you hear him? I can. I hope he's all right, Mum. Praying for him. And he writes his wonderful love letter. I remember dear Dave Weatherly praying for me and Chan when we got married. That was a right mixture. That was a buffet, wasn't it? We had You Never Walk Alone as we walked out, and all my brothers were like, yeah, yeah, the Reds. When you walk through the storm. And then we had Dave Weatherly in there prophesying over us. Along this line, letters, love letters to the world. Do you want to publish The Sinner's Friend? Do you want your life to speak that Jesus is after the broken? We've heard it this morning. Sorry, I'm not getting very far in how we hear the Lord, but I hope you're hearing him. Do you? Do you want your life to publish The Sinner's Friend? Do you want your life to count? Do you want it to speak of Jesus? You know, the Holy Spirit comes to fill us, not to just make us like powerful people. No, primarily to make us like Jesus, to speak of Christ, to magnify Christ, to glorify Christ. Jesus is the hope for this lost world. You know, when we talk about this hearing, we can get all super spiritual. Oh, I'm going to refine my hearing and all this. You know what? The Pharisees and the sinners in Luke 15 drew near. The tax collectors and sinners. Wasn't it? The Pharisees had a problem with it. It said they drew near to hear him. There was something in these broken, written off people that knew they could come. Somehow, the holiest of all. You think, how is it possible? In Christ, holy God is able to reach out and thoroughly embrace a broken, lost sinner like me. Staggering, we sing this. He kissed a guilty world. Let me just share this. I'm probably going to have to come back to this. I think you know me well enough by now. I think I shared this here before. I was sitting, if you don't remember, I was sitting in, doing jury service, of all the places, in Liverpool. I was in the big room, just about to go back in. Was reading a novel. Chan had recommended a novel. It was a novel idea for me, because I don't normally read this kind of book. Anyway, I read it. I'm sitting there. Nice. A good read. And then suddenly, kind of out of the blue, I read this. I found it. And that was all that mattered. I don't care what condition. And then Marty interrupts, yeah, but you can't play it. And in that condition, it's not worth anything. The collectible value is nil. Henry thought about it for a moment, casually looking at his watch as they waited for Samantha to return. He says, worth is determined only by the market, and the market will never determine that, because I would never sell it, even if it was in mint condition. This is something I've wanted to find off and on for years, decades, and now I have it. And listen, this was it. This was the big punch right in the depths of me when I was in the jury service. I'd rather have found something broken than have it lost to me forever. I'd rather have found something broken than have it lost to me forever. Right there. The Lord shared with me his heart. How does he do that? Through a novel. In the middle there, I wasn't focused, I wasn't praying, I was just reading a novel, passing the time. And the Lord, by his Spirit, plucked something up. Now, you might think that's a bit unorthodox. In my experience, the Lord is able to speak in the most creative and wonderful ways. Here's the safeguard. As long as it's in keeping with His revealed word in Scripture and not opposed in principle to what He has clearly revealed. Glory to His name. His heart for the broken was open to me on a level that I wasn't expecting. And I suddenly realised, sometimes I just long for situations to be all sorted out and all done and dusted and resolved, healed, restored, with all my heart. I want that. And the Lord said to me, I'd rather have them broken than not at all. My head was trying to sort all that out. My heart was saying, oh Jesus, You are the friend of sinners. You get right into the mess and You go with people. Even though it's not all resolved. Do you see? It's just an echo from heaven for me. Bless the Lord. Wow, the time has just gone, Mark. Sorry, I haven't even done my first section. Here you go, I'm going to whet your appetite. I'm coming back unless the Lord directs very clearly not to. This is just to help you. How do we hear God? Very, very quickly. We had it, I think, already given to us. In my mind, it helped me to just have it five, okay? So remember it on your hands. So, all of them, primarily it's the Word of God. And that's under the inspiration and effectual application of the Holy Spirit working powerfully, okay? So number one, the Word of God. Christ Jesus. In Hebrews it clearly says, doesn't it? God in these last days has spoken to us by His Son. So that's the first one. The Word of God, Christ Jesus. You can think of it as, if you like, you don't have to, the living Word. Glory to God. Number two, the Word of God, bless you brother, the Holy Scriptures. Amen. What a privilege. We mustn't let them gather dust. If we struggle with it, find aids to help. Talk to someone. We need to get into the Word. It can be communal, it can be individual, it can be all of it. Bible study, reading, commentaries. There's so many resources. By the way, if you've got a computer or a phone, Blue Letter Bible app. Can I recommend that strongly? Blue Letter Bible. Look it up. It's a free resource. Unbelievable. Wonderful resource. So the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, inspired and applied by the Holy Spirit. So you've got the living Word, Christ. You've got the written Word, the Bible. We've got three, the Word of God through His people. The body of Christ, that can be in word and deed. That I've called the communal Word, the shared Word. We've had that this morning. Bless the Lord. So Christ, the Scriptures, His people. Fourthly, the Word of God, God's creation. We had that, didn't we? That's clear. You can read in Romans about that. We'll probably come back to it. So, in my mind, I've just called that the artistic Word. Don't know what you do when you look out the window. All of creation speaks. We'll look at Psalms another time to emphasise that. Okay, so you've got creation, the artistic Word, and then finally the Word of God, God's providential speaking through our circumstances. Absolutely. The providential Word. And I said to Chan just yesterday, if I say providence, can you give me a definition? She said no. So I thought, I'm going to need to come up with a definition, because there may be other people who would find it difficult to define providence. Sometimes we use words and we don't understand what we're talking about. Listen to this. Here's the one for the entry level, for me. Providence, making provision beforehand. Isn't that lovely? Here's a big one for you, like, you know, master's level students. The sovereign divine superintendence of all things, guiding them towards their divinely predetermined end in a way that is consistent with their created nature, all to the glory and praise of God. Take your pick. making provision beforehand. Isn't that wonderful? The providential work of God. I've got testimonies as long as my arm. Longer, in fact. That's a silly expression. Of the providential speaking of God into our lives. At times stopping us. At times giving us the go-ahead. Glory to God. Is that helpful? How do we hear? Remember those. We'll come back to this. I'm thinking a lot about it recently. And there are also warnings that we need to take heed of. Praise God, isn't he wonderful? I think we've had more than enough this morning. Sometimes after a big meal you need to have a little lie down. But then you have to get up, if you can, and apply what the Lord's spoken to you. Bless the Lord. Can I just pick up again, encourage, if people are aware that the Lord was challenging them, speaking to them in one way or another, prompting them. My dear wife's already responded, whispered in my ear, something to do as a result of the Lord speaking. This morning, something to do. Glory to God, I've got to do it. Yeah, we're a team. Yeah. Don't all think you come and tell me what I'm supposed to do, okay? I promise you, I'm not going to do it all. Bless the Lord, but there's a response that will change things from this morning. Maybe that's for you. Can we pray? Let's bow our heads. We're in the presence of the Lamb, the Shepherd, the King. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you. We're amazed that we're your sheep and you're our shepherd. And we think, Lord, your word was that your sheep hear your voice. And they know you and they follow you. Lord, we want to be those who hear your voice. Really know you deeply, intimately. And follow you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you that your word has the full potential of life and fruitfulness. In it, Lord, in its seed form, it has that potential. And we pray, Lord, that as we embrace your word, even today, Lord, that you would cause it to really germinate in good soil of our hearts. And we not just be hearers, but doers of what you say, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name and change things as a result of this morning. We pray for your glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. Thank you again for today. Amen.